Charles and Quick phone call. As well as introduce myself to you. I'm a background lender based in Cardiff. We are a graduate of doing consumer lending, but we specialize in.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Howard in?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Howard, how you been?
All right.
I don't know if you recall, but we actually spoke in early October. We do equipment financing over here as well as working capital. You told me to follow up after the election because you might bring on a new machine for the business. So
and nothing's changed yet, so I'm still waiting.
Okay. Is there something in particular that's kind of holding you back?
Just the business itself. I mean, it's closed.
Oh, you guys are hitting like a slow point. Is it just the time of the year, or is it because
of? I think
it's
time of the year, but I thought it might change after election, but it hasn't changed yet. It's been too quick, too. So.
Yeah, kind of a little too quick to judge already, right?
Yeah.
It's only been a few days, really. Do you expect it to pick up though? Business at least. Do you foresee your business to like start increasing and getting a few more orders or?
Especially if he goes ahead with the military limit change, how much money is spent there.
What type of industries do you serve, if you don't mind me asking?
Manufacture components for larger corporations who make the products to sell, and some of them are involved in military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could imagine like if the military budget gets increased, which I think it did for 2017, at least by, I read a report the other day, I think it was an increase of 2.5% up to like 70-something billion now or something crazy. So I'm sure that there's going to be a lot more spending in 2017, which is good for the little guys as well, because everybody's now going to have a lot more work coming their way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on.
Now let me ask you this, Howard. Do you ever run into cash flow problems with the business because of slow periods?
No, I try to keep enough back to cover that.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I was going to recommend, we have a program over here, it's called Working Capital. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but essentially it's just a cash loan for the business. So let's say you enter a slow period where you need the additional funds to kind of keep you moving and cover all the costs that come with running a machine shop, and it really just helps because it pushes you through the slow time, or it's used for like projects you have, cover inventory costs, like I said, or other things that you might have in mind. Are you, you know, interested in something like that that could put some more money into the account?
Not at this time.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious seeing if there was a way that we can possibly help out. Kind of doing a little foreseeable planning in the future, what type of equipment would you bring on? Would it be a new CNC machine or?
Yeah.
Do you have something already kind of picked out maybe? You got your eye on for a little while?
Something I have to research and make up my mind at the times needed.
Got it. Do you currently have, how many CNC machines do you have on the floor right now?
Four?
Okay, so adding a fifth would definitely generate some new revenue for the business, I could imagine. Why don't I do this, Howard? I don't think I got my contact information to you last time. Can I shoot you over an email with my contact info so that way when you are looking to bring on a piece of equipment or need some additional cash, you can at least have me as a resource right there. You can give me a call.
Okay.
What's the best email address?
hlmachine57 at yahoo.com.
Okay. So you said hlmachine57 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do here, Howard, is I'll shoot you over an email, have my contact information. That way, if let's say, I'll try and follow up actually in January, just to see if you got plants for 2017.
Okay.
But just a little food for thought too, if you were possibly looking to bring on the equipment before year's end, it might be advantageous to you, especially in regards to taxes. Are you familiar with Section 179?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to recommend most of my clients when they are looking to purchase machines, especially when it's coming up close to the end of the year, I always tell them, hey, if you don't want to pay a lot of taxes to Uncle Sam, it's really good to sit down and speak with your accountant and discuss Section 179 because you can write down your taxable income so you don't have to spend so much money on taxes.
Yeah.
Because the machine's value itself usually can be written off, actually in full. For most of the time. I don't know what the tax code is right now, but from the last time I saw, it was like a $500,000 value, which is nice. So you can write up the $500,000 off. So it's a pretty big value. Okay. So it's something to consider. And if you do eventually talk to your accountant about it and it seems like it's a good fit and then you want to buy equipment before the year's end, that's where we can help out and get you the funds in place.
Okay. Just email me the stuff.
Right. I will, Howard. And it was good catching up with you. I'll follow up in January. If something comes up, give me a call.
All right.
All right. Take care.